Kent could not believe what he was hearing. Not only had Saba convinced the council to commit high treason and sponsor a prison break, she was also sending a team of Jedi to spark rebellions along the entire galactic rim. And she had recruited Booster Tarek to do what? Organize a celebrity sabacc tournament? Clearly, the Barabel had to be stopped at any cost. Saba turned to the masters in vac suits.
It seems all is in order. Perhaps you should return to your squadrons.
Silgol raised a hand fin to stop them, and for an instant, Kent thought that maybe Saba had not duped the entire council into following her. But then the Mon Calamari spoke, and he realized that matters had deteriorated even further than he thought. The entire Galactic Alliance was already beginning to dissolve.
There is one more development we should consider, Silgol said. Head of State Fel has informed the Solos that the Empire is no longer interested in joining a Galactic Alliance led by Natase Dalla.
Ken saw the jaws of several masters drop, and his own surprise was such that he let it ripple out into the Force for a full second before he realized he had slipped. He quickly reined in his emotions, but Saba's dorsal ridge was already raised. She turned her head so that one eye was staring into the shadows where Kent lay hiding, and he knew that he had just lost all hope of taking her by surprise and ending this thing quickly.
What happened? Octoramus asked. Why is Fel backing out?
Never mind what happened, Kyle interrupted. What we need to know is whether Dalla knows yet.
If not, she will soon,
Silgol replied.
The Pelion is preparing to break orbit, and that will not go unnoticed for long.
Especially not when Head of State Fel returns to it,
Saba said, not turning her head away. A broad smile came to Kip's lips.
Any idea why Jag thought the Solos needed to know his plans?
Octoramus's heavy brow rose.
Are you suggesting he was offering to coordinate with us?
Not coordinate, Kyle said. That would be interfering in another government's internal affairs. But he was informing us.
Exactly, Kip said, nodding.
So that we can coordinate with him. When Dalla realizes that the Empire is withdrawing from negotiations, she's going to be very distracted.
And that will happen when?
Saba asked, finally turning her gaze from Kent's hiding place.
Did Head of State Fel say when he was departing?
Silgol raised a webbed finger and spoke briefly into her comlink, then listened for a moment and looked back to Saba.
Head of State Fel told them that the Pelion was already preparing to break orbit,
she reported.
Leia thinks the Grazer building was his last stop before going to the spaceport.
So Dalla will learn he is leaving how soon?
Saba asked.
15 minutes?
She has to know already, Kip said. A Star Destroyer preparing to break orbit isn't subtle, and Jag's pilots are probably prepping his shuttle for departure.
Saba fell silent for a moment, then said,
If Head of State Fel knew where to find the Solos, then he knows what they are preparing to do. And perhaps what we are preparing to do here. He was telling them when to go.
Kip, Kyle, and the rest of the masters nodded. Saba turned toward the hangar floor and surveyed the stealth X's, her forked tongue flicking at the air. Finally, she said,
Ask Captain Tarek to start the tournament at once and calm the Solos. We go in 10 minutes.
Silgol looked to the other masters, and Kent watched in growing horror as one by one they nodded agreement. Never before had he felt so shocked, so sad, so alone, and so determined. He snatched his lightsaber off his belt, then rose to his feet and took 2 quick steps, placing himself on the catwalk directly above Saba.
I'm sorry, he called down. But I can't let you do that.